We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Inside information on your teams, honest opinion, and the biggest names in sports. It's time, Las Vegas, for the Playmakers.
And it is a Tuesday? A Wednesday? A Thursday? I can't quite remember what day this is. Paul Iander, which day is it? Is it Wednesday today? They're all blurring together. As someone put out there, Paul Iander and Lindsey Brown with you here on the Playmakers. We've lived in a number of decades. The aughts, the teens, and now March.
And now March. Brilliant. the long night.
Pretty much. I am here in the Findlay Chevrolet Studios, and Lindsey Brown is in the LB35 studio, which, again, I'm having trouble with that one.
It's okay. We're still massaging it. We're still figuring it out.
At least it's not like a memorial one.
No, not yet. Not yet. Maybe for my social life and dreams, but, like, other than that, no.
Hey, coming up at 3:17, Sam and Ash will be joining us to kind of shoot the garbage a little bit, practice a little social distancing with them, talk some legalese and some sports as well, as we have a one-hour program for you. And we are getting some breaking news here, CBS Sports Radio 1140. That breaking news brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great flavors. A report from Fox 5's Vince Sapienza says a stadium worker at Allegiant Stadium has tested positive for coronavirus. This is through a tweet. The company that is working, of course, on Allegiant Stadium, Mortensen McCarthy, says the worker wasn't feeling well on Friday, so the person stayed home and has not been on site since. We'll be getting some reaction to that with our Raiders insider, Scott Goldbranson, who was just made aware of this news. He is working some channels as well to see what this actually means. But again, just coming into us that a stadium worker at Allegiant Stadium has tested positive for the coronavirus. So,
yeah, that's not good to hear, Paul. But, you know, we can't really speculate on it further, and we don't really want to mess anything up. But hopefully the person who's test positive is getting the care that they need. And if they don't need that, they're in isolation, that they're on top of it.
Certainly. Let's get you the five biggest stories of the afternoon now.
It's your daily checkdown, powered by Radio.com Sports. Number one.
All right, so bad kids get coal in the stocking, good kids get candy canes and lots of presents, and perhaps if you're a baseball fan, this would be a present for you. Player agent Scott Boras says he's made a number of proposals to league officials, because he pretty much represents all the ones that make the most money, on how to salvage the baseball season amid the coronavirus pandemic. Boras telling the Los Angeles Times his plan for the Major League postseason would run through December, with the World Series perhaps being played on Christmas and the playoffs being held at mostly stadiums in California, as well as Major League Baseball's 8 domed ballparks.
Yeah, that's going to put conundrum into everything, but we're all just kind of rolling with the punches. And honestly, we could look at this as a silver lining, like we always say, Paul, innovation and innovative. Maybe it sparked something a little unique and a little cool.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I mean, baseball on Christmas Day, a little weird, but we could see it happen. And Boras says that the players that he's speaking with say, you know, hey, we're okay with the flexibility. They're just trying to let them know that Major League Baseball has the facilities and has the sites to do it. They just need to figure out how to run the playoffs. Now, Toronto Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins suggested the idea of playing shortened doubleheaders as a possible solution to get the MLB season in, where they would play only 7 innings in a game. It'd be kind of like Little League baseball in a way.
Hey, I'm all here for the expedited game time. If it means we go to 7 innings, I think that would be just a great way to kind of solve a bunch of problems that Major League Baseball has been kind of attempting to solve, but not really.
Number 2.
Oh, yeah, we're moving on here. Kind of, sort of. Cool. We're still talking baseball, though, because tomorrow is essentially opening day for baseball, right? Right?
I guess.
Right? Well, it's going to be virtual opening day. Yay.
Yay.
There'll be classic games for all 30 teams. I know. Baseball streaming. So every team is going to win tomorrow. So everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
It's finally infiltrated the professional ranks.
Yep. Everyone's going to win, for sure. There are a lot of games. Justin Verlander is going to throw a couple no-hitters tomorrow. Mark Buehrle is going to throw a perfect game. A lot of classic games will be out there. It'll be an opening day marathon on MLB Network. And ESPN is going to show a bunch of old home run derbies. So that'll be yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, I want to get excited about this. I do. You know, I enjoy the fix. You know, it's baseball. It's opening day. Fox Sports 1 is going to show a bunch of classic World Series games, the Cubs-Indians from 2016, and then they're going to show the 2001 Game 7 between the Diamondbacks and the Yankees, which was actually a good game to watch. A lot of people, you know, really would... Revisiting that one's not bad, but I'm just like...
I can't. I can barely watch live baseball sometimes. So, like, revisiting the past, unless it was, like, a game that, like, I have a distinct memory of being at, I just am like, we've seen this. We know what happened. You know, move on.
You know what but you could...
We have nothing else, so I think, why not do it?
You know what you could do is you could record some of those home run derbies, and because one of your dreams is to be able to plow kids over in the outfield... You could say
I just want to get out there with them, and I want to see where I'm at in the hierarchy. I just want to see how I would fare. My elbows, like, I got long limbs, Paul. You know this.
We're
not sitting across from one another like usual, but you know I got some wings.
You do. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, there'd be some 14, 15-year-old kids out there crying in pain.
Oh, the dentists would rejoice around the stadium because I would not be knocking out a bunch of teeth.
Making the Peter Griffin noise.
Number 3.
All right, so we don't quite know what is ahead of us when it comes to the major leagues. Baseball and hockey and basketball and football seems to be trying to stay the course. Hockey, though, has had a few more discussions about what they want to do. There was a general manager conference call this week, and they have been told to provide some home dates for the month of August. So how does the NHL deal with hockey in the summer? They would have a lot of things that they would need to address. A lot of it would have to do with the first day of the new hockey year, which technically is July 1st, which is kind of like the fiscal year for most businesses. Everyone goes July 1 to June 30th. The NHL follows that same formula. So there'd be a lot of work visas and things to work out, but they could still play hockey in the summer, perhaps.
Perhaps. With everything being pushed back, I don't know how everything's going to get fit in because there's just so many events, so many things that are going to have to be made up. And it's just like the NHL isn't exactly on the top of the food chain when it comes to pecking order of arena just usage. And actually earlier today, one of my colleagues up in the press box, Joe Payne, he covers the Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Advisor. He is actually thinking, he has a source deep in the NHL that they're going to be canceling the season. And I really, really hope that's not true, Paul. I really do. I'm not sure. But it would be a huge blow. But it's just in terms of what all the other things that are going on around it and just the fact that we don't have a timeline. And also just before the show started as well. They basically postponed the combine and the draft, and they're trying to figure out the considerations for that. There's so much up in the air. So, I mean, it's better to take one road rather than just look at two and then have one chosen for you, maybe. But I don't know. We'll have to see if it's true.
Yeah, Linz, I think you're right about that. When it comes to the NHL, the only firm dates that they've had are the dates that they kind of push farther out, saying, okay, we're going to be closed until April 6th or we're going to be closed until April 13th. They've had to extend those, you know, farther down the line. The NFL's done the same thing. I hope that report turns out to be something that, you know, is out there, and they're backing off on that. I think for a sports fan's sake, you know, we want to see the season played. We don't want to see things end right now, but, you know, sometimes the tough calls are the ones that have to be made early as opposed to late, because you don't want to, you know, it's better to plan for next year than it is to perhaps have to try to squeeze in a year here, you know, depending on, you know, how many arenas they can get a hold of, or, you know, whether or not they're going to have to put, you know, four teams in one arena so they can play doubleheader. I mean, you can just imagine NHL doubleheaders in terms of hockey with teams winding down the season, because, you know, it is mostly interdivisional play at this point.
Yeah, there's so many contingency plans, and that's why, like, the cancellation of the season, I still think in the grand scheme of, like, the alphabet of plan A, plan B, plan C, D, and whatever, like, it's still towards the back half, but the fact that this is even floating around means that maybe things are a little bit more serious than we thought, or at least a little more progressed. It has progressed a little bit further in those discussions toward that level of severity.
Yeah, you don't say those things unless it's been said at least out loud one time for sure.
Exactly.
Number four.
So according to Mick Akers at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Raiders have filed a couple of trademarks to deal with their move here to Las Vegas, and they've got a couple of slogans. The two that they're putting out there are Las Vegas, our nation's capital, and our nation's capital. And we've seen these on the billboards around Las Vegas. But what's just as interesting about this, the fact that they're putting this out there in terms of it's about the merch that they're going to attach these things to, Lindsay. Things like notebooks, paper gift bags, souvenir programs, tote bags, but
koozies.
Right. But there's also a number of other things out there that are kind of odd, and I'm not quite sure that they really apply here, but they would apply, I suppose, to Raider Nation if you were living in other places. Gym shorts, ponchos, underwear.
Oh boy!
Our nation's capital on your butt.
I mean, there have been worse things sewn on, printed on. You know, whatever. They've been worse things, but you know, anything to get the brand recognition out there. That's the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that would totally be good. I'm just wondering if our nation's capital belongs on my butt.
Well, that's your decision. That's the great thing about America. You can just decide whatever you want to wear on your butt.
It's true.
Number five.
All right, so as we talk about logos, the Raiders are going to trademark Las Vegas, our nation's capital, and our nation's capital, according to filings. Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson, who once played for the Los Angeles Rams back in the day, has called himself the Rambassador, and he has offered to be the voice of fans who just don't like those new team logos that were released a couple of days ago. He tweeted out, he says, "I've reviewed your comments regarding the new logos and sharing your disappointment. I'll be speaking with the Rams on our behalf." And there's some logos that are out there, and he included a couple of alternate logos created by fans. Not many folks liking that LA kind of C kind of look.
Yeah, like you said, the self-anointed Rambassador, and for good reason. I mean, if your guy, one of your most legendary players, is just like, yeah, fam, this ain't it. Like, that's not a good look. That's not good. And as we said a couple of days ago when it was released, like, people have a lot more time on their hands and are probably a lot more bored. So the fact that it's missing this badly and then already getting this much traction and negative opinions towards it, that's not a good look.
Yeah, and the local TV station in Los Angeles did a fundraiser. The Rams actually hosted part of it for coronavirus relief, and Chief Operating Officer Kevin Dimoff said if more than $2 million was raised, he would read the top 10 mean tweets he received about the new logos.
That would be awesome, actually. I would welcome that.
The telethon raised more than $2 million.
That's amazing.
So, looking forward to seeing the mean tweets written about the Rams. But the Rambassador, Eric Dickerson, is apparently going to go to the Rams organization and give them a little stern talking to about the new logos.
Yeah, he's just going to bring his notepad and he's going to have his drawings and stuff. But you know what? They should just crowdsource it at this point and just make people vote on it. And you can have like a, you could do a joke logo and then a serious one and just do fan submissions. I bet some, they could get some really cool and creative ideas.
Yeah, hopefully that all works out for them. There's your check down, your five biggest stories of the afternoon. Powered by Radio.com Sports on this Wednesday. Yes, it is indeed a Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, we get lawyered up. Sam and Ash joining us next.
For contest rules for CBS Sports Radio 1140, visit our website at CBSSportsRadio1140.com/rules.
CBS Sports Radio.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
So, as you're hanging out with us on this Wednesday in the office, I guess it would be the home office for a lot of you, or those of you still driving around in the car, thanks for making us a part of your afternoon. And don't forget, you can take us with you wherever you are headed with the free Radio.com app downloaded from the Google Play Store or iTunes App Store to your smart device. Search out CBS Sports Radio 1140 and hit the heart.
Heart.
In the upper left-hand corner. See, that still works. The social distancing still works with that. You can also tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio 1140. Just say, Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio 1140. Alexa. Or Google, play CBS Sports Radio 1140. And this is always the time for you to do so, because on the line with us right now as we practice this social distancing weirdness with them, and you can pull out your smartphone and open up your browser. You can actually see them in person. We get to see them virtually right now. That is Sam and Ash, samandash.com. You can also call them if you need some help, because you deserve what's right, especially if you've been injured in a car accident. 702-820-1234. Or for those of you who know where the O is on your phone, 702-820-1234. Sam and Ash, hey guys.
I know. Our friends, they're off in the air.
We're working on it. It'll happen.
We're dealing with a lot.
We are. I think the entire planet is right now when it comes to working out of technology and working from home. You know, as I explained, because we're not doing this via video conferencing, it's more about, you know, party up top, business up top, party on the bottom.
And I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Sam and Ash actually practice that. Do you guys practice? Sam, do you practice that?
On video chat?
I can hear him in the distance.
Right, pants all the time. Get professionally dressed, you know,
you're
in my
so
top
close,
half.
And then,
No. If I get up, I get up ready to work. So I get up, I shower, I put on a nice outfit, and I sit in front of my computer and get on my phone. I have to do that. I got to get myself in that mind frame.
What about you, Ash? Do you have to get dressed every morning, make it kind of one of those regular kind of days just to kind of get your mind right?
Yeah, so it's definitely still the routine, like got to get up at the same time and go through all of that. But I'm a little bit more casual in my dress, and I'm definitely more often than not wearing sneakers these days, so... I abide by the business up top, party down below a little bit more than Sam does.
Sam, what's the vibe been around your house? I was dying at your tweet that I saw a few days ago when you were definitely bonding with your teenage son, and he was 100% willing to participate the whole time, I'm sure.
You know, I don't know how we're supposed to make it another 3 weeks or 3 weeks plus or whatever it is, because I mean, my kids right now actually want to go back to school. So even my sixth grader, right? He wants to go back. He misses his friends. He's, I think, a little sick and tired of me and my wife. And yeah, it's a rough road. So I was trying to get a cute picture with him, and he just kind of gave me the stink eye. Yeah.
No time for that.
No. No. And how did your bedroom move? Your living room in the bedroom and bedroom in the living room move go?
Well, let's just say the essentials are in the correct spots, but what it left in its wake, it's pretty bad. My apartment is in complete disarray. But the bed is in the room where it's supposed to be, and the desk is in the room where it's supposed to be, so at least I have the bare minimum done.
So are you broadcasting from bed right now? I wanna know. Is this broadcasting in bed?
No, this is broadcasting in the bedroom that no longer has a bed.
Got it.
I know.
You just,
I know.
You turned your one.
Huh?
You turned your one bedroom into a studio with an office.
Correct. That's exactly what I did. I reframed my lifestyle. Okay, guys, it's a reframing.
Oh, good for you. Good for
yes.
you.
Yes. We are relishing in it.
SamandAsh.com. You can call them 702-820-1234, 702-820-1234, SamandAsh.com, because you deserve what's right. Ash, you're normally a pretty put-together person as we talk about this rearrangement, and we talked to you guys last week about being in different spots and having to work from home a little bit more. Is your home kind of slowly devolving into kind of a Mad Max Thunderdome kind of thing at this point, where it's just you and your dog squaring away for kind of the rights to the couch and everything that is in your home?
You know what? I actually kind of wish it was getting a little gnarly, but it's not. You know, I still make him put his bow tie on for work every morning. And, you know, I think the only disarray is at the end of the day, I make him wear a hot dog suit because I think he's the least productive member of the household. So that's the rules. Those are the household rules under quarantine.
Them's the rules.
I love that you get to choose it. Right.
Well, no, I mean,
you know, other, does he get a vote?
He does, but
she's the CEO. Okay.
But yeah, you know what? In all reality, I'm one of those people that my space has to be organized for my work to be organized. So, like, in law school, when I was studying for exams, I'd always have to like clean my study area. It'd have to be organized before I could actually work. So I'm a little weird in that sense.
No, you must teach me. And that was actually literally my next question to both of you guys is that, you know, now that we've all kind of had a chance to set, or at least I have in my mind, what has allowed you guys to kind of hit the ground running, not just as a company, but as individuals, as everyone's just kind of dealing with this transition? And Ash, if you have a checklist that you could send me, because we need all of the guidance that the entire universe could send at this point.
I will send you that checklist.
Ashley does home consultation visits, Lindsay, so maybe, you know, you need to get her over there to stir you up. I was going to say that the best thing for us has been that we run an organized office, you know, as is under normal circumstances, and we're both technology forward people, and so we already had a phone system that could operate from anywhere, and we have a client management software that we run our company on that is up in the cloud and that is secure and that can operate from anywhere. And so as a consequence, this past week and a half, right, week and a half now, has been pretty seamless. And
yeah.
the only, you know, the only part of it is I miss seeing our people in the flesh, right? I miss seeing them and interacting with them. I miss seeing you guys, right? I favorite part of my week are Wednesdays when we come in and, you know, and take over your little lair over there and get to see you guys, you know, face to face. So I'm starting to just miss people. I'm missing the interactions with people. And I don't think I'm alone. I think there's a lot of us that feel that way.
What about you, Ash?
I agree. Sam hit all the points as far as the office goes. Also, just a positive attitude. You know, it's really easy, especially anyone that's on Twitter, to get down in the numbers and the gloom and doom and unknown. And you know what? We just have to kind of like roll with the punches. And we've got a lot of people that are in worse situations than ourselves, and you know, injured accident victims. And so we've got to help them through a difficult time and just maintain positivity when we can. And so I think positive attitude's been critical. Also, you know, as Sam said, getting everyone to work remotely, it's been relatively seamless. And now I'm kind of worried they won't want to come back to the office when the quarantine's lifted. But I definitely miss our team, seeing them each day, getting to interact and seeing you guys. But I don't know. That's about it.
SamandAsh.com. Sam and Ash joining us here on the Playmakers. Paul and Lindsay, you can give them a ring, 702-820-1234, 702-820-1234. 1234. And I mentioned the website for you guys, salmonash.com. And when you go to that site, it's built for those who obviously don't have the ability to pick up the phone and can't come see you. You can do a lot of work through your website for people that need to contact you and feel like, you know, they're just going to unload completely. You have a form fill on your page. It's not like I have to scroll down like, you know, eight pages where you see some really unorganized websites. When you go to yours, everything's laid out right away and it's pretty basic. It's, you got some quick drop downs for people to get in place and then they can get to you guys pretty much right away.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I think
a few hurdles
I think by design.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Like you guys said, you're tech forward, so that's more so in the UI in terms of what's actually good, right? And it's not hardware. It's making sure it's easy for everyone to use and get to you guys.
And we all hate those websites that you go to and there's so much going on. You're just like, oh, I don't even know where to look. And it's kind of nauseating. So ours is a little more serene, you know, just get what you need, get in, get out, and we're going to get you to a solution.
Sleek. I like it. Just like the billboards.
Yes. Yeah.
Plain. For sure.
The Salmon Ash website, salmonash.com, for those of you who go to it, it's very simple. The phone numbers are on top. Lots of just quick drop downs where they practice, a little bit about them. You know, you get to know them through us, obviously, but you can read it in the flesh and get a little bit more kind of direct perspective as opposed to the personality that you guys get to enjoy with us on a weekly basis here on the Playmakers. But I do want to ask you guys about a little bit of sports because you do have to pass time at home at some point. You have to push away because they say when you set up a home office, you get your work done and then you have to take a little time for leisure and you step back. Tomorrow is technically opening day for the Major League Baseball season. I want to know from either one of you, because you are sports fans and you do watch sports because we do that, will you be partaking in any of the classic Major League Baseball games tomorrow? Because it is opening day, and because, Ashley, you will be dressing up your dog as a hot dog, I mean, it would almost seem like this would be a perfect day for you.
Yeah, we've already ordered the Cracker Jack, so we're going to celebrate. We're going to find some good old games, probably of the Angels, you know, maybe even watch a little movie on Disney Plus, Angels in the Outfield. We're going to get really in the spirit, you know, born and raised in California, so I can't forget about the... What are they, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim these days? So we will enjoy.
I'm just bummed it's all getting pushed back. I've been a long time season ticket holder of the Angels. And you know, when I lived in Orange County, I went to a lot of games. And opening day is the best. It's like the best game. It's the best day of the year. And that it's all getting pushed back now is just it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy.
And I will also say I'm a little angry that the Houston Astros are getting extra time to get away from their scandal. Like,
yes,
I am bitter, and so that is something that I'm not going to forget. Like when opening day happens, I'm still going to boo and hate on the Astros as much as possible. You don't get to cheat and then get quarantined and we all forget about it. It's not how this works.
For sure. I have a question for you guys as Angels fans, because it's always a question that I've kind of had over the last few seasons, because Mike Trout, from what I understand, is literally like the next coming of the next great baseball player. And it just has been consistently played at such a high level since he started. Why isn't he a bigger deal? Why isn't he more of a household name outside of the West Coast? Because I just think there's so much conversation and attention that isn't placed on him and that people are missing out.
I mean, the team whole just hasn't been that great. And I think that's tough.
Yeah. And I'll say that he's again, from what I know, to be true, he's really a decent human being. He's a very loyal guy, and he's been tremendously loyal to the team. And you know, and I don't want to get into trouble because I know some of these people personally involved with the Angels, and you know, I will say that I think that if he were less loyal and more personally opportunistic, that he could be a bigger name. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's an interesting angle to take on it, too.
Yeah, I just think also it's not like the Yankees, or the Red Sox. It's a smaller market. I mean, it's still L.A., but it's for some reason the Angels are still in the shadows of the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have been really, really playing great baseball the last couple of years, and so I just think he struggled to get out from under that and get his rightful acknowledgement. But Sam's right; he's just a great guy. So there's no scandal. There's nothing there.
Right, no story to really chase after, so it just stays quiet. Mm-hmm. And we all know that when it comes to what story gets more attention, the positive or the negative ones, we all know which way it swings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's a very happy person, you know, being a part of the club, and he's very he's very happy and self-satisfied. And I think obviously you know his pay package. He's got nothing to cry about there. And
right.
as far as living in you know, he lives in Laguna now, Laguna Beach, and he's got family in the area, and I think that it's a beautiful place to live. He loves living there, and he's working for a company, right, if we can put it in these terms, that he really likes. And there's an analogy there for a lot of us. I mean, I've certainly taken and had jobs before that maybe don't pay as well as they could, but I work there because I love the people that I work with and I love the people that I work for. I've done that myself, so I think that's the, in my opinion, that's the real story, you know.
Right. Quality of life versus quantity of life.
I mean, not everything is about fame, and not everything is about the money.
Right. Exactly. Right on. That makes total sense. Thanks for clearing that up. And that's a really interesting angle to take on it, too. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
SamAndAsh.com. Sam and Ash here on the Playmakers. Check them out online at their clean, streamlined website, SamAndAsh.com. Or give them a call. Jot down the phone number. If you have to hand the phone to the kid in the back, they can just pump you in. 702-820-1234. 702-820-1234. Sam and Ash, thank you guys for coming on with us again today. We know it's a little challenging with all of us, and essentially, well, we are actually in four different places. So, you know, with the technology, and we'll get this, we'll make it even more streamlined next time, and we'll be a little bit more pointed in terms of our questions for you when it comes to, I don't know, whether it's boxers or briefs. Or
oh boy,
personality quiz time, people.
There you go.
Oh man.
I better put on at least one or the other, I guess.
That would be helpful. Yeah, that's why we're not doing GoToMeeting right now during this segment. Sam and Ash, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today.
Thanks, guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks for
Great
having
to
us.
Hear from you.
Stay safe.
All right.
Stay healthy.
Bye bye.
SamAndAsh.com, or give them a call, 702-820-1234, 702-820-1234. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right, especially if you've been involved in a car accident, because after a car accident, you need attorneys like Sam and Ash. Coming up next, some breaking news we brought to you at the top of the hour about a worker at the stadium, the new stadium, Allegiant Stadium, being tested and coming down with a positive case of coronavirus. Our Raiders insider, Scott Goldbranson, has all the ins and outs and knows the stadium very well. He joins us coming up next.
Join us every Sunday at 8 a.m. for Silver and Black Today, only on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Paul Iander and Lindsey Brown with you, the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140 on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for making us a part of your ride home, or part of your working day for a lot of you in the home offices. We learned earlier this hour through a tweet from Fox 5's Vinny Sapienza that a worker at the Allegiant Stadium construction site had come down with a positive case of coronavirus, and that case had been traced back to at least Friday. We're going to bring in Raiders insider Scott Goldbranson, also hosts Silver and Black Today on Sunday mornings here on CBS Sports Radio 1140. Scott, you're well connected with the folks building the stadium, certainly the labor unions as well. What can you tell us beyond what I just described?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's a matter of time. What we're going through in this country, in this community, with people being impacted and being exposed to the virus was undoubtedly going to hit everywhere. And it did, as Vince broke the news with his tweet, hearing from the construction firm Mortensen McCarthy about a worker. What I've done is I've talked to two people very close and associated on a daily basis with the construction project at Allegiant Stadium. And what I was told was that this worker was on the site for a total of 2 days and had very limited contact with anyone else on the site. So it's not somebody who works on the stadium every day. It's not someone who's been there throughout the process, sort of like the folks that you see out there and I see out there every single day working on the stadium. This was someone who came in for 2 days, then was off the site and has not worked on the site since. So that is the extent of it. So that it's not going to, what I've been told, is it's not going to be impacting at all the construction of the stadium. There will be no stoppage. They have continued to watch that situation and talk with all the workers to make sure that that it's all good. So as of now, and there's been no official statement from the Raiders, from the stadium, or from Mortensen McCarthy, although we know a statement's coming. But that's what I was told from two people who were very close and work on the Allegiant Stadium project.
Well, Scott, it sounds like they had a system in place, or at least that contracting company or the team in terms of because otherwise it would be disrupted. They would have to shut everything down, right? So what kind of framework were they dealing with? What kind of precautions were they taking to help kind of, isolate this incident before it even happened? And what are they doing for workers on site going forward to protect them as well?
Great question, Lindsay. And that's what we heard when Governor Sisolak had said that there would not be any stoppage of major construction projects. And that's not just the stadium. We heard about a worker at Resorts World, another big project on the Strip, testing positive as well. And then, of course, you have the Sphere. You have road projects, state, county road projects that continue. All of that stuff. What they've done is that most of those construction workers are at safe distances. So they're practicing the social distancing piece that all of the state and federal officials have told us all to do. For those of us that stay home now, we're staying home, so we don't have much impact anyway. But for those people who are out in essential jobs, like these folks working on these big projects, they are doing the social distancing. Now, of course, there are times when you cannot do that, so those people are at a little bit higher risk. But on the site of Allegiant Stadium itself, that's what they're doing. They're practicing the social distancing. These sites are very safe places to begin with when it comes to physical safety, usually. And knock on wood, they've had a great track record out there at the stadium. And now with the virus, with the coronavirus and all that we're going through, they have instituted more. I know that a lot of people, I was out there, I'm driving by daily to see it. And I'm seeing that they're wearing masks just like everybody else is to make sure it's good. Now, a lot of those people wear respirators anyway, depending on what they're working on. So they've instituted that. And I'm told in the coming week, there's going to be some additional precautions as well. And as soon as we get those, we'll share them with you.
Scott Gulbranson, Raiders insider and host of Silver and Black Today. Scott, appreciate the latest and working your sources there.
Not a problem, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk to those people who want to continue to talk to us via social messaging and video. The Daily Check-In is next.
CBS Sports Radio.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Much like the Vegas Golden Knights did a couple of days ago, the Las Vegas Aviators are also trying to create some custom wallpapers for your phones. They put out a tweet right about the same time the show started. They're doing a little Wallpaper Wednesday, so they're going to create custom Aviators or Reyes de Plata jersey wallpapers. So you can actually get the Reyes de Plata version or a white version or a blue version and your name and get a jersey number. So I'm sure you could get a little creative with that. That's with the Aviators, if you're looking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like doing the turkey drawings in the newspaper for Thanksgiving. You gotta send them in, and maybe yours gets done, maybe it doesn't, or maybe yours gets showcased. But regardless, it kills time to color.
It's true. It's very true. So, we all want to keep some sort of sense of normalcy. And by the way, it's free. You know,
it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
So, you know, what more do you want there? We've got a word through UNLV. Unfortunately, they're canceling their spring commencement ceremony.
Sucks.
So no walking unless it's a virtual walk. They're just postponing it until sometime later in the year. And so then normally they do it at Thomas and Mack Center indoors. But, you know, it's tough for graduating seniors, certainly, and families looking forward to that. I remember my graduation. I had my entire family there. It was outdoors, and we had
a
school ceremony, and then there was a general ceremony. We only went to the school one just because I had so many family there, and they only allocated, like, 4 tickets to us at the time.
Right. And those are mostly your peers and stuff anyways, or people that you've done classes with. In terms of like the bigger schools, like you had Paul with Oregon, like the larger graduation, no chance I would go to that. But mine was outside. It was real hot that day. I didn't put sunscreen on my face, so I had a really bad tan line. But overall, it was an enjoyable experience.
So you were Lindsay Orange as opposed to Lindsay Brown. Yeah.
Oh, look, I see what you did there.
Ah, so yes,
clever.
For sure.
You're so clever.
Today, as we have done the entire week, matter of fact, the last couple of weeks, we've been introducing you to the celebrities and the sports figures and those who have some sort of notable sway on this planet to let us know that they are okay. And today, Lindsay has picked, I'm sure, another gem for our daily check-in.
It is a gem, and we're going to have you guess per usual, although I thought yesterday's was a really big toss-up with Doc Emmerich, but it was massively disappointing, so we went with an even bigger softball for you, Paulito.
Okay.
So here's our submission for today's Daily Check-In.
So as we're all dealing with being locked in the house with coronavirus, as we are teaching our kids to wash their hands and the time that it takes, yes, we can do the ABCs, but I realize that we can also sing the rap portion of my song for Moana. And I'm going to demonstrate now. Baby T, you ready?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
He sings it, okay?
I know.
It's cute, okay?
What's the lesson? What's it to take away? Don't mess with Maui when he's on the breakaway. And the tapestry here on my screen is a map of the victims I win. I make everything happen. What you get me, meaning Maui? What can I say?
I love it.
You're welcome.
I love it a lot.
The coronavirus has got to go. Right? You tell everybody to stay healthy.
Yeah, that was the softest of softballs.
Well, you know what? We had to lower the bar.
That was definitely about as low as you're going to get.
That's what I mean. I wanted to make sure that you had a positive feeling leaving today's show.
I appreciate that. Listen, I don't even need the 3 to 5 questions on this one.
He is
legendary Canadian American actor Dwayne Johnson.
Look at you.
Yeah, The Rock.
Oh my God, you did.
I know.
Yay.
Hey, every once in a while, a squirrel finds a nut, right? Sun shines on a dog's butt.
Some days.
Yes. Well done. Well done for The Rock.
The nation's capital, though. Not those days.
Well done for The Rock, for sure. Yes. To send himself, and he is a noted social media enthusiast. So
his daughter's adorable too.
Yeah, this doesn't come as a monster surprise. Well, and it's amazing because you know he has a teenage daughter. Who is, you know, pursuing a professional wrestling career, and she is 18 or 19, Simone. So this is his newest little one.
Right. I think this is, he only has the two, but the youngest one, she can't be more than 3.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I bet you she's a year, year and a half at most.
I want to call her Chip, to be honest, you know, because he's The Rock.
Chip. That is so cute, actually.
That would totally work. But yeah, that's The Rock.
That would work. That's, yes. Good for you, Paul. I'm glad that you were able to narrow that one down today.
They tried. It was a little challenging.
There. So was the follow through. It was grand.
What can I say? You're welcome. That is a big fan favorite in my house, too, by the way.
Who doesn't love Moana? It's such a good movie.
That gets played on nearly the daily. Like, my son was into Frozen for a long time, and he still likes Frozen.
Well, duh. If you want to build a snowman, sure.
Right. My new little one, it's Moana, and if you can believe it, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
Loves Wreck-It Ralph. And the one, the Wrecking the Internet one, too, likes both of them.
Yeah, they're all fine films, but I think in Moana, everybody likes to go the "You're Welcome." Everyone likes to do, you know, the title tracks. But underrated track from that film is the boat song when they're doing like the history of the people and stuff like that. That song, oh, it kills! It's so cool.
For sure. Hey, by the way, Lindsay dropped a brand new podcast today of the Nightcap. You can check that out, CBSSportsRadio1140.com. Subscribe through your radio.com app. Find it through Apple iTunes as well. I want to thank Mark Bonilla for making things sound nice. Lindsey Brown, who is not off to watch
sports.
High fives and orange slices, everybody. We're back tomorrow at 3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.